God bless you tonight, saints.
Love tonight. glad to be elected tonight. May we stand tonight, amen. How we want him to quiet us tonight. Let peaceful water flow. We are full of faith in our hearts. May the increase of faith for faith is sweet tonight.
Why me? Let peaceful waters flow.
Learn to be still.
Learn to be still, my soul.
Place of worship. We know he's making the people ready. Even as we are gathered here in prayer tonight, this is part of His great plan in preparing us and making us ready. Yet God, as a church, let us come to understand the value of prayer, knowing how necessary it is in this hour, this time of the evening sacrifice, when Elijah has come and the original atonement has been restored, when the Lamb of God has been introduced to us again, when every divine promise is now effective, dear God, and as I elected call out people, a praying people, dear God, a people, Lord, that with diverse needs, a people, oh God, have the privilege to approach the God of the unfailing promise. You have revealed yourself in this age as a faithful and true witness. The beginning of the creation of God, the Amen, the God of finality, the God of the unfailing promise tonight. What a confidence it ought to give to us to know that you have taken the veil off of yourself. You rent that veil in twain. Lord Jesus, you ripped the seals off of yourself, that you're no longer a mystery to us. That by a new and living way, dear God, the provided with approach has been made known unto us. That we can come lifting holy hands this evening. Oh God, and knowing that blessed is the man that you've chosen cause to approach unto you. Oh Jesus, how we thank you, Father. Dear God, as we come, Lord, knowing that this is the greatest privilege that we have as a royal priesthood, our holy nation, dear God, we can come, Lord, Father, into your great presence, knowing, oh God, that we can have an audience with you, that we can come to the bleach of the blood of Jesus Christ, that we can stand in your presence upon the merits of the all-sufficient sacrifice this evening. Oh God, so we come confessing our sins, confessing our shortcomings, all our mistakes and failures, oh God. We pray that you'd blot out all our transgressions this evening. May your Holy Spirit, dear God, move mightily in our midst. May you anoint our hearts. May you inspire faith, dear God. May you keep us conscious of the hour, Lord God, knowing that, Lord, you have declared us to be a righteous people because, Lord, by faith we look to you. Lord God, we believe and we confess with our mouths, oh God. Hallelujah. You are the same yesterday and today and forever. And dear God, even as we stand in your presence, oh God, confessing that you, Lord, are the God who keeps your promises. Your promises are yea and amen. Lord Jesus, may your divine presence move in every heart here this evening, Father. May you bring to pass, Lord, your word, that as we would believe, may you intercede upon the confession of faith of every heart. God, the rock confession that you have given to your children by revelation. The Lord is upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, Father, I pray this evening that as you come down, you'll find a believing people where two or three are gathered together in your name. You said, yeah, you are in the midst. And if two shall agree as upon touching anything, it shall be done. Oh, God, may you find such a confession of faith in our midst this evening. Such a unity in prayer. Oh, God, we stand, Father, under the bleach of the blood of Jesus Christ this evening. Lord, as all prayers would come before you, coming up through that blood, dear God, into your great mighty presence, it would cause your Holy Spirit to come down and, Lord, to manifest every word, everything that we would ask, dear God, knowing that this is your desire, that you desire to do this for us. That is why you restored the word. That is why you sent a prophet. That is why you restored the original sacrifice. Oh God, that we can have all the benefits. We who live in your economy, we are made to walk in your presence. Lord, to walk in this great light that you have shed abroad unto us. Have your blessed way, Father. Hasten the footsteps of them that might be on the way this evening. May you meet every need. May you take every need under divine consideration. Lord, every one of your children that is standing here this evening, whatsoever they have need of, and we collectively, this will part the body of believers of the bride of Jesus Christ. And oh God, in them out in the region, dear God, Father, where they stand united in heart and purpose with us also, even though geographically they might be in another location, Yet, dear God, we pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord, be mindful of them to minister and meet the needs in their midst, just as we desire here, Father. And dear God, may you pour out your blessing, Lord, in that only provided place. Lord God, where your bride around the world, even, Lord God, the extended body of believers, may there be nothing lacking. For Lord, we know this is the hour, Lord. You are just waiting for the last one to come to that spot. And how we pray, oh God, when one member in the body, oh God, Father, is in need, oh God, Father, it is felt through the entire body. Let us come to understand that kind of unity that exists in the body, Father. That sensitiveness, Lord. Oh God, where we as a body, Father, when we pray, Lord, the effectual fervent prayer can move through the entire body, mystical body, across the face of the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift us up into these realms. Lift us up into these places where we can live and walk, Father, in this holy union that exists between the head and the body. Knowing as the word of the head come down in the body, it's a sign that our rapture is at hand. It's a sign that our resurrection is at hand, Father. In this great uniting time when the head and the body is becoming one. God, what a day it is, Father. What a privilege we have, Lord. What an understanding. The very mind of Christ being put into the heart of the bride. Grant these things, we pray. Bless us tonight. Lead and direct us in all that is said and done. We ask all these things in Jesus' wonderful and precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise His mighty name. I'd like to invite your attention tonight to get ready for prayer. Just speak a few words with the atmosphere. Keep our faith anointed. Keep our hearts in remembrance. Like in the book of Daniel. I'd like to read out of a little place in chapter 9. I thought I would like to speak in 6. It might take a little too long. It might be easier to speak out of chapter 9. But last week I was speaking on Daniel in prayer. And then in the services I'm preaching on Daniel also. So we are trying to see and pattern our life here, believing that that little elected church at the beginning of the Gentile dispensation is a type of us at the end of the Gentile dispensation. And you know, back then Mystery Babylon had devoured the whole earth, and Babylon rather, and now Mystery Babylon is devouring the whole earth today. So all these things are types and shadows of this hour. And when we understand that, not only did Daniel have revelation, not only did he have faith and did great exploits, but he was a man of prayer. That's where he drew his power from. That's where he kept his channel of communication open. That's where God visited him. And that's where we want to have that balanced life, not just revelation and inspiration, but prayer also, that we have these things. And I like to turn to Daniel 9 and read a little bit out of the air. Daniel 9, so beautiful in these times. When I started at the beginning of this year, on the end of time message, it was out of Daniel 9. Daniel began to find Jeremiah writings and so on. And I'm just going to take a little part of prayer tonight out of here. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. So that means Babylon is already fallen here. Daniel interpreted the handwriting on the wall and all these things. And this is the time of Darius, the Mede, king of the Medes. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. How beautiful that is, because in the writing of the prophet had a revelation of the end of time, that they would be there. You get that? Had a revelation when time was to run out for them in the writing of the prophet. And in the time when time was running out, God led him to find the finish. The time when the time was expiring, that they were to be in that kingdom, it was time for them to be taken out from that kingdom back to Jerusalem. Amen? And praise His wonderful name. That's beautifully how He set there in the Bible, because that's where he began to understand. And where did he get the understanding from? By books. By books. The number of years. He understood time, the number of years, by books. And what kind of books that was? Where the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah was the prophet who prophesied the captivity. Jeremiah was the prophet in that day when he is revealing that power, that Babylonian kingdom, that first beast that was moving, conquering, and to conquer. That was devouring the whole earth, destroying the mighty, and then conquer the holy people. Is that right? And Daniel and they was understanding how that beast was moving, but Jeremiah didn't tell them, he have left the ticket and he's coming to you. And they knew that their own nation was going to fall under the power of that Babylonian kingdom. And so they end up in Babylon to prove the word of the prophet. And they saw these things. And so now they are he's understanding. There, long now in the days after Jeremiah had gone, the end of time. But yet out of Jeremiah writings. You get that? You understand me? I'm talking in the type. But I'm not really meaning the type. I'm meaning here. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Prayer is always difficult when you just try to pray out of your flesh. But prayer becomes easy after you've been into the word. After being seeking the word of the prophet. After the word of the prophet begins to open to you. After you begin to understand your hour. After you begin to see what God is fixing to do. Then it's easy to pray. Because you can pray according to the word of the prophet. The vindicated word. Your understanding is open. You know your hour. You know your time. You know what is happening. You know what God is fixing to do. You know what condition you ought to be in. To be part of the move of the spirit that is about to happen. You get that? So first he had been into the word. The word opened to him. He received an anointing. Then he goes into prayer. Why? Because the revelation have driven him to come to a more clearer understanding of the hour and to go out. Amen? Don't we need that now? We sure do. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, Oh Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned. We have sinned. And committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. That's why they were taken over to the land. That's why they're in Babylon. He's understanding why the church ended up in Babylon. What did the church ages show how we ended up in Mystery Babylon? That at the end of the seventh age, God had to come and call us back out? It's because of sin. Nicaea room they forfeit the word for creeds and dogmas. That caused 60 million to get killed and slaughtered under the second seal. Is that right? That's right, friends. Aren't we the same with our fathers? Aren't we the children? Didn't Daniel and all them fathers get slain under Nebuchadnezzar? And they were captive? Exactly right. Don't miss that. Otherwise you could never pray right. Watch how he's praying. He has to identify himself with the sin of the fathers. Because he's in a condition where they need restoration. They're not in Jerusalem, they're in Babylon. You get what I'm saying? But he's understanding that. He understands it clearly. The nation was under chastisement. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings. You know all them kings that died back there? How in the word of the prophet came to them? He has, you know, he went to the, Daniel was in Judah. Judah and Benjamin went down into Babylon. The Assyrians had already taken Israel long before the 10 nations. You know that? So Daniel was royal seed. He could look back and see what happened to Solomon. He could look back and see what happened to Rehoboam. He could look back and see what happened to Abijah. He could see how that sin was heaping up. He could see what happened to Ahaz, what happened to Hezekiah. When he bring the king of Babylon, shame all these things. And Isaiah said, what have you done? No, everything is going to Babylon. And that's how they end up down here. Didn't we know when Polycarp and them stood here and leaned towards organization? Didn't we know there when many men died in Isaiah, Rome, God, they withstood that power? Didn't know when Columbus and Patrick came out and stand up and face that dragon back there? That was going that red sword, red with blood? Didn't know when Luther and them protested the Catholic Church? But you had a lot of other people raised but infiltrated the movement and the work was not found perfect? Didn't you know Wesley came? What happened there back there? Didn't know Finney and Knox and them preached the gospel? And then all those things went on and the organization just grew stronger and stronger and stronger, shutting down the things. Didn't we know they came together and forsook this prophet in the end time? All man forsook him? And they took all the people into the World Council of Churches? That's right. That's right. We can't relate no different because, in other words, I'm saying Daniel can pray what happened to the fathers, how the prophets speak to the fathers, and the father disobeyed. That's why we're here. Then how are we here in Laodicea? Ephesus was aim at perfection, sitting inside the church. No man here joined us after the apostles. Laodicea is spewing the church out of his mouth. How that church reach here? The fathers first. The fathers. Amen. Jezebel became drunk with what? The blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. Amen. And kill out the prophets who had the word. Yes, sir. And that's why the false vine flourished. Yes. You get me? Yes. Alright. He's praying. He said, neither have we happened unto thy servants the prophets which speak in the name of in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, to all the people of the land. Jeremiah said, had said, he said, God rising early, day and night, preached to them by the prophets, and they wouldn't obey. And then God said, don't pray for these people, Jeremiah, don't pray for them no more. Jeremiah said, he said, the stork and the birds didn't know the time of judgment, but my people don't know the time of judgment. Remember Josiah tried to bring great reformation among the people? You remember that? That's right. Remember Hezekiah tried to clear the temple after the father make a mess of things? And then even they never really went on as they should. Remember Solomon, way back when they built the temple, went into idolatry? So he is looking at his lineage, and he knows how we end up here. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, to all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. Now Daniel done interpreted the king's vision. Daniel done shut the mouth of lions. Daniel done see the image of the four, the vision of the four beasts. Daniel done interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream and see the man restored his kingdom after 7 years. But Daniel ain't get haughty and lift up and can't pray. We have seen, you know. Because this prayer is an identification with all Israel. You get what I'm saying? Many times we think revelation, inspiration, vision does exempt us and put us in a special class, holier than thou, and we can't really pray sincerely, Lord, we have sinned. Why? Because we get so self-righteous, we try to exempt ourselves from the people of God. But the thing is, when God looked at his bride, it's one body. And when one member suffer, all the rest will suffer. You get what I'm saying? There's understanding too of the unity in the, of the body. What kind of body it is. You may not be getting tempted to go back in the world or under pressure, but that members, young member being shaken. Can't hold the place as they ought to. The strong being the infirmity of the weak. So he's praying. Revelation is making prayer. All them revelations were making them pray this way. Oh Lord, write beloved unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, to all the countries whither thou hast driven them. Israel, remember Israel, the treacherous sister, had gone first. Then Judah, the other sister. But Jeremiah preached that in Jeremiah 2 and 3. About Judah and the other sister. How both of them commit whoredom. And God said, go with other men committing whoredom. But yet I say, come back. I will be ashamed. So after all the things, remember Jeremiah the prophet over Daniel and them. Remember Daniel's reading Jeremiah's writings. It's Jeremiah writing God that don't pray for them. Remember in Jeremiah writing King Josiah. Starting the revival but then die. In King Josiah time they find back the book of the lost truths. So that's why we need to understand. To understand his prayer, you have to understand where he's praying from. Because that prayer bring Gabriel. That prayer bring Gabriel. Amen. That prayer bring the fullness of the revelation into the consummation. That prayer. Amen. But that prayer came from after the word of the prophet had fully opened to him. Amen. And he knew his hour, he knew his time. He had the right expectation. And now he's going to approach God to get ready to go out. That can't be a shallow prayer. The people of God in this hour can't pray a shallow prayer. The people of God is our can't pray without understanding. The people of God have to know what it's going to take to get the church out in this hour. You know what I'm saying? God, watch it here. And the prayer is put. Look at this long prayer that is put between these great revelations. 10 to 12 is the seventh seal, Daniel's last vision. 7 and 8 is Daniel's vision of the four beasts. 9. The prayer is dropped in between the 70 weeks. Should only unto the confirmation. Between all these visions and revelations, this prayer is dropped in. God see it necessary to put prayer and confession to those that is going out. In the midst of this great seven seal revelation breaking on these things, prayer is necessary. The people in this hour have to be a praying church. You believe that? The people who are going to understand the hour will be a people who is searching the scripture of the prophet. It's a people under prayer. It's a people making confession. You believe that? The people are going out. We are looking at it. It's facing us. We are looking right in the face of the scripture here. We can't deny. May God bless you. You remember the season. I've told you to read while you're sitting. I'm adding this to last week. Daniel, a man of prayer. Verse 8, O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To our kings, to our princes and to our fathers, all that led us, our leadership. To the Lord our God belongeth mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. What does this prayer reflect to you? If a man praying this way, is this a defeatist attitude? Is this negative prayer? Is this a pessimistic person? Or is this a man who has brought his life under self-judgment, examining his life in the light of revealed truth, and bowing in humility to the word that has showed him the true condition of himself and the people? I remember when King Josiah, in the writings of Jeremiah, had received the word. What happened? He tore his clothes and he wept and he cried out and he repented. Why? He didn't judge the word, he let the word judge him. He didn't judge the word, he let the word judge him, because the word is the judge. Everything must be judged by the word. Only the word can judge. Only the word is qualified to judge. And any judgment that a man tried to give outside the word is unrighteous judgment. Because the word is a scale. The word is what God measures a man by. Is that right? You are weighing the balances and found wanting. The scales represent what? Justice. Is that right? That you measure things by. And God only has one standard to measure man by, Christ. And Christ is the word. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is that right? The word is the thing that measures a person. Self-estimation does make a man look at himself outside the word and see, I have needed nothing, I'm rich in peace and goods. And it make a man think more highly of himself than the other thing. But when a man look at his eyes through the word, the first thing he see, I can't even approach God outside of Christ. Not living, Christ dead. And his blood shed is what made our way. You understand that? If Jesus didn't die, I'll be still lost. Even though he came in flesh on the earth. Because of the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Is that right? So then it means to say, the only way we can truly evaluate ourselves is what Christ has made us. And for us to receive that, we have to live our life. Because he died and we can live, we must die that he can live in us now. Amen. Because we are not only bought with a price. So any man who truly understands that is a man who has surrendered his life to Christ. The man who claims that and has not yet surrendered to Christ is deceived. Because he's trying to claim that Jesus died for him and he still wants to live. Paul said, not I live, but Christ live in me. Amen. I am crucified to the world and the world is crucified to me. We are not our own, we are bought with a price. We are a purchased possession. Is that right? So then we realize then that here, watch on Daniel, because the Old Testament and the New Testament is the same. You know that? It's just one with shadow and one with substance. But the principle of the thing is the same. You couldn't come to God in the Old Testament through blood. You can't come in the New Testament through without blood. A lamb had to die, a perfect lamb. Over here, it's the same thing. Is that right? Just one was a shadow of the other one. But the law was a shadow of the good things to come. And faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the things that was to come. Amen. The thing that we were under expectation for. Because Christ was the better tabernacle. Christ was the greater lamb. Christ was the true high priest. Is that right? Amen. Christ's blood is the better blood. But Christ became all things to us. And that's why Daniel, look at the system here, approaching God in prayer. And I want to show you something when he's praying. And you'll see the beauty of these things. Because he has a revelation. Because this prayer wasn't just like saying prayers daily. This prayer now was an objective and purpose because of a specific revelation that had come to him in that hour. And he was seeking God for specific things. That's why we see what forerun this prayer, certain visions. Is that right? He had seen Babylon fall. He had seen the head of gold change to the chest of silver. He had seen it was a dual kingdom, Medes and Persians. A dual kingdom. Medes was one people, Persians was one people. These two nations was united. What about Trinidad and Tobago? I heard some listen to the Grenadines and these things. It is a collective people under one government. Well, with their head was one head. But it comes to the chest and the hands, it was dual, two hands. A dual kingdom. And inside of there, Daniel seeing this coming in, he is seeing now, look how these visions is exactly right. Look how the word of the prophet is exactly right. Babylon has fallen. What is showing the head of gold? Coming to Israel silver. He knows the next kingdom meets the Persians. Isaiah say a man named Cyrus is going to release them to get them out. All these things is right there before him. All these things are happening. So he's not just reading the Bible now. He knows that in the earth. What he's reading is around him. So if that part of the world is true, then the other part going up is true also. If the fourth beast devour in the earth, amen, then the part that we're going to make more with the saints is going to take place too. Then the part with the rock coming without hands and Michael coming to open book, that part has to be true too. And that part is true, and the part that the wise shall understand has to be true too. And the part of the resurrection has to be true too. And the part that is a new great exploit has to be true too. Is that right? So then the believer understand, has Michael come? Has the book been opened? Is the fourth beast devouring the earth? Is seven churches just run out? Is it time to be taken out of here? Is that why the revelation been opened up? You get what I'm saying? Is it a mystery Babylon? Exactly. Then, is your church understand the value of prayer? Is there a praying church? Is your church has the word of a vindicated prophet in the hand? That they can search? That there's a mystery seal up? About time shall be no more. About the tenderness of their voices. And time shall be no more. Concerning the elect in the Bible. About Abraham sitting in the tent door. About Noah knowing when the doors went shut. It has to be in the Bible. It's true everywhere. We are not just trying to have church. Because we have scientific proof of what we say. Seven angels appear in photograph and sell your wooden light magazine. Scientists can't understand. Yet we have the word of the prophet that say it was foretold even before it came. We have the message. We know it came February 28th. The scientists themselves say so. We know it was shown maybe 79th. The scientists put it there. But we know December the 30th. Here come a prophet to take the scripture. What time is the church? This is the sign of the end. And he's going to tell us angels was coming. And we're happy to look them there. And then the seven seals were open. Is that right? So we have scientific proof. We have living proof. And then here we are in a message. And then that same God showing, teaching further on that truth. Is that right? Then we are looking to see that spirit of prayer begin to burn on the altar of the hearts of these elect. We're going to see the mind illuminated with revelation that the wise shall understand. A gift of King Daniel, the Holy Spirit, is to come and give revelation, to reveal, to make plain that you can know you are going out, that you are under expectation to leave. Amen. We know this kingdom will pass away. Because Daniel showed the kingdom pass away. Noah showed the world passing away. Genesis, the day of Sodom, showed the world passing away. The Gentile world. And all trees speak at the end time. And the multitude of truth is every word has to be truth. They're like Noah.
Did they like the beginning of Gentile dispensation? The end of Gentile dispensation? Is that right? Did they like Sodom? Is that right? And we see a prophet coming over here. We see a prophet coming over here. And a prophet coming over here. We see him show as with the flashing red light over here. We see him show the Son of Man being revealed over here in Sodom. We see him show handwriting the wall. Tower of Babel. All his messages. Is that right? Being an angel of the Gentile dispensation. Showing us every time we have what time we are in. Because Daniel was a prophet that revealed the things here. He was a prophet. He heard the thunders and everything else. And we saw a prophet who had them thunders. Is that right? We saw a prophet like Noah who had them thunders. Between the earth destroyed. Amen. And the end of all flesh. We saw us, the Son of Man, who showed the sign, the zone of the heart, and opened up the voice. Shall I hide the supreme judge before some burning fire? Is that right? So all those things are in the Bible. Then here we are, like Abraham. Here we are, like the one at the end of the Gentile dispensation, when this world is to pass away. This rock that is here. That rock. Oh my! That smiting stone. Does Revelation 19 trust a sword come out of his mouth? Yes. Smiting the nations?
Amen.
Did Solomon smite Joab? Smite Adonai, who tried to steal the throne? Smite all of them? Did Nathan open that mystery of Bathsheba? Did Solomon come in and establish a kingdom and all the earth bring the glory and power into it?
Yes.
Was that a type of the millennium?
Yes.
That's right. Bro, you see the accuracy of the word? You see the precision of the word? You see the exactness of the word? Not just proving the world passed away, proving the experience of the elect, proving the ministry of the prophet. Noah's had the ministry of a prophet there. Is that right? Abraham saw the ministry of the Son of Man, God in human flesh. Is that right? Are we looking for a change? Are we looking to go to the old world? Are we looking for have we all, those who have been born again, already been born into the kingdom that is coming? We are born from above. Your first birth put you in Satan's kingdom. Your new birth make you part of that kingdom. Your headship is in heaven. Your spirit, your birth is from above. Has he come to gather redeemed subjects? If the promise the last day you'll sit with me in my throne. That's this day, friend. We can't get up in that way. And inside of here, what you pray. Prayer is the thing that ties all this together. Pray. Prayer is the thing that Abraham is watching. Daniel is praying. Is that right? Noah is preparing an ark for the saving of his house. Be warned of God of things that sinners here. Church is watching and praying and looking above. Oh my. Be you ready? You go in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man coming. And they that were ready went in with the bridegroom. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right. That's right, friends. Prayer. A praying church. To pray, to burn the incense before they get it. While they're going to burn that incense, they have to trim the lamps first. And then they have to offer the evening sacrifice. Because trying to go and pray and have no sacrifice, and the prayer has no value. The prayer had to go in harmony with the offering of the sacrifice. And the lamp had to be trimmed. At midnight, behold the bride cometh. It's lamp trimming time. Lamp trimming time. What was that? The real atonement, the Lamb of God. The original atonement to be restored. What a time, friends. What a time. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. I don't want to get preaching because this is not the type of thing you want to preach. You want to
I want it to soak down. I want the heart and mind where you can meditate on this. And while it's building down, you're going to be saying, yes, Lord. So I want to pray. I want to be conscious, Lord. I want this kind of awareness. I want to live in this place where you're close to me, Lord. I want to use this pattern in the Bible how to approach you. Because it's given, all scriptures give my inspiration for examples. Lord, that's me. I'm the one getting ready to go out. Lord, we're at the end of the Gentile dispensation. And the smiting stones are already here, smitten them organizations. All denominations crumbling, dust. Chaff on the trumpet, that's his law. But the wheat is being gathered together. The wheat is being gathered together. The same mess that gathers bring judgment to the world. Same water that saves Noah bring judgment to the world. Is that right? That's right, friends. Same supreme judge who opened the mystery of Abraham went down there in the finished pool and fire fell upon Sodom. Is that right? That's right. Can't get away from that. No sign. You go. We are moving in the world. That's where your power. That's where your power. And now watch how he's praying now. He's watching. He's confessing we have rebelled against God. Verse 9 and then verse 10. He said, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. God has set before our church his word by ministers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People that need to be preaching, he has set his word before you.
Yes.
Heaven is the way to go. God is obey and live, disobey and die. This is the provided way. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God will not bless this, God will bless this. And the word is set before you that you can know right and wrong. Why? Because God raised my man. Where's the minister? A candlestick. God lit a lamp and put it there. What is that for? To give light. John was a bright and shining lamp in his season. He said, and they rejoice in his light. He didn't say they walk in the light. He said they rejoice in the light. Many people read it and they don't realize what the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying like moths dancing around the light. Excited about the revelation. Oh, it's so bright and they're playing around it. But it's not sent for them to rejoice in alone. It's sent for them to walk in it. That light was to bring them to the word made flesh. That light was to bring them to a union of God and man. That light was to bring them to the statue of a perfect man, Jesus Christ. Is that right? But when the light himself came, what did he say? Walk in the light while you have the light. Because the night went where no man can work. Amen. And he that followed me shall have the light of life. He that looked for me will walk in darkness. He's trying to show he is sent to walk. Why? His light was leading them into a new birth, into the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't give a call at Pentecost. John light was to lead them to the word made flesh, the lamb with seven horns and seven eyes, who is going to open the scripture and open the understanding to bring them into the Holy Ghost. You get that? And as it was in the first coming, so it is in the second coming. Elijah forerun the first coming, Elijah forerun the second coming. Elijah light bring them to the lamb. He says after Revelation 10, this earthly angel is doing what? Introducing to you this mighty one that comes from heaven. Behold the Lamb. As John was on the earth when Jesus came, so the seven angels on the earth when this one come down. He is the light of life. Is that right? It is the present coming of the great light. This is the morning star. They don't want to design the church. There's a man here that can turn on the light. They want to know what it takes to put the church in rock conjunction. Then their head come into the body. Amen. This is the principal theme of the entire Bible. Oh, man, there's the Spirit of God coming to the church. The dynamics coming to the church. The desire of all nations. The one that we look for. Amen. The one that was promised. The day spring from on high. This is the one. Oh, man, he's the great Perseus, the break of the seals. He's the great Aquarius, the outpour of the Holy Ghost, the river of living water. Amen. He's the great Pegasus, the chief horse, chief word coming, chief authority. That's right. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the supreme judge. He's the Son of Man himself being revealed. He's the The shepherd who appeared in these last days, Origa, coming to gather the sheep quickly. Amen. It's him all the time. Peter said, the great shepherd shall appear. Daniel said, a stone on our hands. Is that right? Glory be to God. John said, behold the Lamb of God. My. When you look at Christ all the time. The appearing of this great one. Who is, and when he comes to what he said, I'm the Lord who is, who was, and is to come. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm the root and the offspring of David. I'm the bright and morning star. I'm the Lion of Judah. I'm the Lamb of God. In the book of Revelation, he was everything. Is that right? This one who is unveiled, a mighty God, been unveiled before us in the last days. The same one. Oh, my. He's the man child. Out that Virgo brought forth. He's the Lion at the end coming. He's Alpha and Omega. Is that right? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory. He's the woman's seed. He's still the woman's seed. That bruised the serpent head and opened way back to the tree of life. Himself in the tree of life. Himself in the Lamb of sacrifice. Himself in the great high priest. Melchizedek. Amen. It's him, friends. It's him, Jesus. That's why we love him so. That's why when he begins to reveal himself, that we are nothing. John says, dead, thou art dead. Dead, thou art dead. Why? In the presence of the supreme deity. The supreme deity, Jesus. He's everything to me. Oh, my. Moses was a type of him. Abraham was a type of him. David was a type of him. Solomon was a type of him. All of them just shadows and type. Joshua was a type of him. But when he comes, he's the greater than Joshua. He's the greater than Moses. He's the greater than David. He's the greater than Solomon. He's the all in all. Amen. Them prophets came down to you. Elijah and Jeremiah and Hosea and them. They were just types, prophets of God. But he was God the prophet. He said, Moses said the Lord, but I say. He never said, thus said the Lord. He said, I say. Because the Lord himself was saying thus. Every man that said, thus said the Lord. But he said, I say. How are we this thou? Amen. Why? He was there. The Word himself. The Word himself. You love him tonight? He's your Lord. He's your Savior. Amen. He's your Lord. He's your King. He's your righteousness. He's your peace. He's the water you drink. You'll never thirst again. He's the lamp to your feet and the light to your pathway. He's the rock that you set upon that you shall not be moved, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. He's everything to you tonight. He's the vine. You are the branches. Amen. Glory. And when you love him, you come tonight and talk to him. And you get before him because I sing to him, because I talk to him. You know, your hand, you pour your soul to him. Why? Because he poured into you living water. And you can bring back a drink to him. Out of your own life. Amen. Hallelujah! A fresh praise, a real Pentecost. Not stagnant water from a cistern, but living water. Amen. From your very own life, you can bring to him a praise, a thanksgiving, to honor him, to glorify him. Because in the Old Testament, they had to bring the lamb because God blessed him with lamb. They had to bring the pomegranate because God blessed him with pomegranate. They bring the olive because God gave them rain to grow olive and bless the tree. It bear olive bountifully. That's right. God blessed the vineyard and they came forth with nice grapes. And they had wine in the worship. They had oil in the worship. They had lamb to sacrifice before God. They had wheat to make unleavened bread. Amen. They had barley. That God blessed them with. In other words, they were only bringing back what God had already given to them. That's how you worship God. He said, and no man will come to me empty. He said, no man will come to me empty. You come because God will bless you, amen. And if God has not blessed you, something has stopped that blessing. And you should find out what has stopped the blessing. Because God has promised to rain down that blessing upon you. Full press gone and running over. So when you come before God, you have no wine to give him a little praise. You have a little stimulation to shout a little bit itself. Amen. You have a little faith to say, thank you, Jesus. You feed upon the bread. Amen. He is the corner of it, is the very bread of life. That's why prayer meeting is so wonderful. Because you are only coming out of the thing to bless you.
You bring it back right here. You bring it back to him. Amen. Because he's going to bless you with the revelations of himself. When he bless you with corn dies him. When he bless you with wheat dies him. When he bless you with oil dies him. When he bless you with wine dies him. Amen. Whatever he bless you. Amen. Even though he bless you with money. That was a redemption price. That was a price that they pay. Amen. The purchase of possession that represented very blood in the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. A price that can be paid to release a man from bondage. Thank you, God. He blessed with clothes. Amen. That's a robe that he robed you from your nakedness. A type that the Holy Spirit can give you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, my. Everything he has given you, speak of something he has for you in reality. If you have a nice house, it will tell you that mansion, middle of hands, eternal in the heavens. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory. My, I want to get more in this prayer, but I'm honoring him. I want to show how to praise, honoring him. Amen. The praise, lift him up. Praise, where he bless you with. And here, Daniel, he had been into the world and he came back out. With the spirit of prayer now. You're going to the word, you come out with the spirit of prayer. People who can't pray, people who don't read the word of God. People who don't know what to say before God when they come, people who think it has not been filtered because the word doesn't dwell in them richly. But he said, let Christ dwell in your heart richly by faith. Let the word be inside of you. Amen. The dove, the Holy Spirit feeds on what? Grain. The Spirit of God feeds on the word. And if that Spirit of God feeds on the word when it comes, the Spirit give you utterance. Amen. The Spirit give you wisdom. The Spirit give you faith. Why? Because the Spirit in you is nourished up with what the Spirit feeds on. The Spirit feeds on the Bible. The Spirit search the deep things of God and bring you out anointed. Amen. You come before God with praise. You drop down your bucket in the well. Amen. Of eternal life. You come with the living water to worship God. My. This church has to be a praying church. This church will be a praising church. This church will be a church with a shout of the king in the camp. This church will be a church that is established on the rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ. This church is a church that has to know, amen, about our history, where we sin, where we make our mistakes, where we make our failures, where we mark them spots, so we don't go back into them kind of conditions, amen. Like Joseph, but when Joseph see what happened to Judah, when Joseph see what happened to Reuben, when Joseph see what happened to dinner, but you watch all three of them in the house, and see Reuben go on the father's couch, you see Judah go on there, and look at the daughter-in-law, is that right? You see dinner going to defile, but down in with Hamor's son, Shechem, and you see these things. And when Potiphar's wife come and try to push against him, but he know. I see too much trouble. I see the results of them things. I see the horrors of them things. I see all the things that hurt my father. I see all the things that break up my family. I see all the things that bring pain. I see all the things that bring the rod of chastisement upon us. I see the shame and dishonor of my father's name stink in the land. And he purpose in his heart. And he purpose in his heart. And the day when the test come, it show you a genuine. He didn't pray empty prayers. He didn't pray empty prayers. And the lessons you learned in the environment around him, it went deep. It went deep. Because he didn't live a church life. You live a life conscious. You know everything is a lesson. As you live and you walk, you observe. As you observe, you take note. He has the spirit. Sometimes when he learns certain lessons, don't let me forget this, Lord. Let the effect be upon me. Lord God, you got one day I may come back here and I don't want to shame you like that, Lord. I want to stand strong. Today is not my day, but I think, Lord, that when that time comes, I need another time from the spirit. Could bring you back and say, you showed me this. You showed me this. And I can retain God my knowledge. That's the way you want to walk as a believer. Is that right? You want to walk here. You want to walk close. You want to stand under godly influence. You want to be strong in the spirit. That's how you get strong in the spirit. has to enter. People get Christian outside, but they're weak inside, shallow inside. But they get strong in the spirit to dig deep, to enter down, to get down in the air, to pray past your human reasoning and your emotion and your human understanding, and get going to a place where you see in your own heart, I am surrendered to God. I have nothing else to lay aside. Amen. Now consume me, Lord. I offer myself a living sacrifice. If it's 11, purge me, Lord. Cleanse me with hyssop. Create in me a clean heart. Renew that spirit inside of me. God see truth loose on the inward part. God see the depth of honesty. God see you playing around with God, trying to make sin, you know, see that gray look white before God. God see that things there, you know, when you see grace, you don't take grace and just cover, you know, things that you don't apply His grace to all kinds of things. When and you don't apply the rod the way you're applying grace, so you make your life all grace and no rod. Then you know you deceive already. Because we are, if you all chastisement with these bastards, can't be all grace. Because grace don't mean just the sin gone. No, grace means power to live above that. Grace is the Holy Spirit. Make a man walk in the Word of God and tie his soul to the Word. Grace is carry your conviction deep. Grace is make your principles clear. What principle you're living by? Amen. That's right. Otherwise, that would be about frustrating the grace of God. Making grace into disgrace, the prophet called it. But grace is in the middle of the road. Amen. Grace shows your appreciation for what God has done for you. Works show your appreciation for what grace has done for you. When you see grace, there's appreciation that comes out. There's works that come out. There's a fruit that comes out. To testify, grace has been made real for you. Is that right? That's right, friend. Grace is power. Grace is power. Old Testament is law, New Testament is grace. Old Testament is no Holy Ghost, no new birth, one birth. New Testament is new birth. New birth means grace. Grace means Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit means new nature. Because why did Jesus die and shed his blood? Why was that grace manifested? So he can come and live inside of you. So he can come and live inside of you. If he can come and live inside of you, it's not grace yet. You believe in until you receive him. But it didn't apply to you yet. When it applied to you, then now the spirit of grace. A fountain opened in the house of David, you pour the spirit of grace. Zechariah 12, you pour the spirit of grace. You know that pour the Holy Spirit to bring new birth, that's grace. Headstone came and shouted and said, what? Grace. When the headstone that kept the pyramid, when the headstone that baptism of the Holy Spirit, the seal of God, that caps you, seals you up. Is that right? That's the message of grace. It's the message of grace. Don't misunderstand what grace is, friends. Get a clear in your mind what grace is. You got judgment always follow grace. Judgment always follow grace. The man who comes into grace is the man who makes self-judgment. Didn't Paul say, judge yourselves that you will not be? Judge yourself and you will not be judged. No way for God to judge you, judge yourself. Daniel was judging himself. He had applied self-judgment. He looked at himself in the light of the world. And now he's not just praying that out there, maybe just trying to make himself feel guilty, you know. He's praying that out of a vision of God's holiness and what God deserved and didn't get. Amen. I'll stop the other. He's not praying that out of trying to make himself feel bad. Not as a dog, as an old dog, Lord. You know, I didn't try to sound so good. God said, call yourself an old sheep. Man. A stray sheep. Don't call yourself an old dog. I'm a dog. See? So some people are thinking that, though. But when you see what God deserved, what he deserved, why did God set up this system? Why did God set up prophet? Why did God come and say, that I may dwell among them? And the God who said, I may dwell among them, they live in Babylon. The God who gave them precepts and orders. The God who sent teachers, teaching priests, to teach them what the Passover means. To teach them what the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost means. To teach them what the Feast of Tabernacles means. The God who said, 3 times a year, come to me. The God who said, send your former rain and latter rain. Is that right? The God who gave them a temple and gave them a priesthood. And said, I'll make you a kingdom of priests. They got to get them sacrificed and show them how to approach God. They got to get them a special robe and a special anointing in the worship. God gave them a special song to sing for certain feasts. They lose sight of all of that. God had priests teaching them that. Malachi find them, they're bringing bread, they're bringing moldy bread. He find them robbing God. He find them bringing lame sheep. Is that right? Their mind was being darkened from the reality that God wanted to dwell among them. They wanted a ritual. When Jesus came, he find them with what? Man-made tradition. They made the word of God no effect. They had all the church, all the members, all the ritual, and no spirit. They ain't nobody in the new book. And Jesus said, he said, you are teaching Israel and you know this? Marvel what I see unto you. He said, make your devotion. Is that right? It's easy for the church to get to. But when the church is conscious, when they think in the stillness, when they taste a man's soul, a holy man taste. When a man understands, I'm called to be part of tradition. I'm called to serve God. I'm called to walk in the truth. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the elect. You are the one he set the affection upon. He separated you. But his elective love chose you. You have not chosen, but he has chosen you. Make all promises good to you. That's what he did for them. But they can't go in Babylon. So Daniel is praying, saying, Lord, we could have never been here if we had stayed with our way. And then they had the Bible. And the Bible is not the kind of book like the newspaper. The Bible don't profile people to make them look good, you know. Only in the New Testament. Because after the blood is shed, then he said, he never said Abraham staggered to undo it. He never said Jacob cheated, brother. He said Esau by Egypt. Jacob by Elam. You know what I'm saying? Why? The sin is gone. Yes. New Testament, the sin is gone. Old Testament, the sin is still there. It's only covered. You get that? Yes. Why? New Testament is in the sea of forgetfulness. If you can't have New Testament and God remembering your sin, it's impossible. You get that? Oh, that should make you jump through this roof. That's why you have to come back around now and say you are the sinless, spotless, virtuous bride. New Testament here. Why? He can't remember it. Because he meets you in Christ. When he meets you in Christ, he meets you in the Word. When he meets you in the Word, brother, you see our sins are put on the cross. And then you realize, why am I going to hold on this patch of life I tried to live and could never serve God? And give me a million years, I'll still be a failure. Let me get there and make something new with it. Let the old people pass. Only he can change this. Amen? And that's why you offer yourself a living sacrifice. You ain't living your life to pick it back up. No. You lay it down completely. You lay it down completely. And look at Daniel here. From a little boy who's praying. We took him as a young boy praying last week. We took him here at the end of an old man praying. In his 90s maybe, but he's praying. And he's praying and he's studying the word. And he's getting revelation. And he prayed effectively and fervently. And I'm going to read quickly and finish. Verse 11. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us. And the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against it. Back over in Deuteronomy 26 to 28, Moses tells them, I take you out of Egypt to bring you in this land. And if you obey God, God will bless you. He said, but if you forsake God, when you get in that land, he said, God will let the invader come. You will let him take your wife, take your children, take everything. Take your land. You're going to go into captivity. He said, I'll shut your heaven. And he named all the curses and he named all the blessings to them. Now Daniel is looking quite back there. He's saying, Lord, you are faithful to your word. Because you have to carry out your justice. And as we drive you so far,
that it necessitated just this kind of chastisement. 70 years out of our own country. Because of how hard we have it. Because of how we take things for granted. Because of how we belittle your sacrifice. Because of how we belittle your name. When we Bible showing Moses so interested that the heathen can't say one word against you. Moses blocked him out of the book. Since then we see a man say blocked him out of the book. We see man just talk about grace, and dragging your name in the dirt. Daniel begins to look back and say, God, all these curses are poured upon me. You don't even written your word. And this will come by a surprise. This was laid in your word. And we was taught this. But after a while, we get complacent. We start taking for granted. After, you keep sending servant after servant after servant. And after a while, we get deaf for what they say. And our lives get ritualistic and routine. And we just going along. And then we get a form of godliness without power. Ever learning and not continuing all to Jesus. Amen. And we come to a place now where everything is gone right now. Just like the church. What natural Israel did, the church did the same. That's why I spilled out in the last days. A church that simply stand among you. Think of it. Everything will be the same except that little elected group he kept for himself. And we are believing we are part of that. We are believing that tonight. We are believing you've been dealing with us about going out to here. And he has confirmed his word, which he speak against us. And against our judges that judge us. In every city there are judges. That kind of economy they live in. By bringing upon us great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem.
Amen.
They had the most beautiful temple. On their dedication, the glory still that thing. God come them visible. And now it had no temple. It was ashes. The city was the city of the king. And now that city had no city. All them great stones, them stone squares, cut them and threw up in quarries and so on. To build a house by a divine plan that David got in the spirit. Think of it. Them stones was laying in rubbish out in the street. But Daniel is praying by faith. Daniel is praying by faith. Israel is scattered among the Assyrians. Judah is in bondage to the Babylonians. No temple, no Jerusalem. But the man is looking to the God who say, I can never forget Israel. A God who will hear sincere prayer. A God who will refuse genuine, who will accept genuine confession. A God who will make his ear attentive to a penitent heart. A God who will have an audience with a man who is willing to apply self-judgment to his life. And see his condition. And then you come to God presumptuously. But come to God low and sincere. He understood. He didn't just know prophecy. He understood something about this person. And he wasn't a priest. He wasn't a Levite. He was of Judah. He wasn't one going and standing inside the Holy of Holies. But that God is to talk to you.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And you come to know this God. Because he understood that priesthood here was just like a figurative thing. He knew every Israelite was a priest. He knew every Israelite who sacrificed had access to God.
Amen.
Listen, you have that tonight, friends. Is you I talking about?
Amen.
Is you I talking about?
Amen.
You the Daniel I talking about getting ready to God. You the Daniel looking in the scriptures. You, the Daniel God dealing with you, are the end time Daniels. Babylon, the fourth beast, have devoured you, destroyed the mighty. No, it's been for the holy people. The smiting stone is here. The book is open. Michael stands there. The mysteries of God is going forth. Think of it. Should the Lord prepare to come out of here? We are at the end of the age. Time is run out. We're catching these things in the prophet message.
just like him.
And his prayer is so specific because it shows how clear he understood those things. I think the lack of our prayer sometimes, we fail to understand our mistakes and our failures. We fail to look in our life and see, you know, God don't like that. You know, God don't like this about me. You know, God don't like that. You know, I was left in faith and God didn't like that. You know, I patted myself after him, God didn't like that. The reason that's happening is because there's a little self-judgment. If there's no self-crucifixion, how can there be resurrection? Resurrection is the power that you need a life raiser. But the life has to die before you can raise up. Except because if you want to go and die, and abide alone. But if you want to go and die, it will bring forth fruit. It will come to a resurrection. And he had confirmed his words, verse 12, which he speak against us and against our judge and judgment by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. And as it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, we might turn our iniquity and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works, which he doeth, for we have obeyed not his voice. He will not blame God. He will not say, why God bring this upon me? He said, God, you are righteous. We have done wrong. He knows that a righteous God can't judge them unrighteously. He knows as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth not fear him. He knows God is too rich in mercy. God is love. That whatever God do for them is for their own benefit. So he, you know, some people say, you know, God wants this, like, out of my life, and God wants this, and you know, it's almost like they vex that God makes demands in them. I want to speak of God, and though it's kind of hard, they speak of it like, if I didn't have that, I'd be a better person. But God put it upon me, and God put it upon me. And I ask God for this whole lot, God wants to give it to me. And they're throwing it back in God's face, subconsciously, like they're good and it's God who bad. That's your worst mistake a person could ever make. That's ignorance at its highest. That's a lie that is not, that's a lie that is judging God, judging the world, and not letting the judge himself judge them. Now my joke said, though he slay me, because the Lord give it, the Lord take it away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And Job said, not you get that? God demanded Isaac. If you arise early in the morning, clean the wood, saddle the ass, and go off of the boy. No hesitation, no deliberation, no retaliation. Obedience to the word in submission to God. That's where God wants us. If God could get that kind of cooperation tonight, you have the brilliance. We wouldn't be seeking to have the brilliance in my life. He'll have it. And we'll become omnipotent. Because preeminence brings omnipotence. Man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. After Job became a prisoner, he got power with his king. Is that right? He came out of the prison and he went to the throne. Why? He had learned to be a prisoner. From the prison you go to the throne, friends. From a life of confinement, bringing discipline, breaking self-will, you're coming to power. You're coming to power. That's out the suffering and the glory. The suffering and the glory. The path with the glory is through suffering. Don't be a baby Christian now. Time to grow up and understand that. The husbandman purges the branch in order for it to bear more fruit. You have to take the knife and purge them away from our life. Only them, because this is our Father glorified, and we bear much fruit. He ain't glorified you full of leaves.
Plenty of fellowship, talking to it back and forth, all day, all night, talking. No. You want to see fruit in the branch.
That's right.
You want to see fruit in the branch. This is the good kind of fruit. He planted a firewood. He planted for ornamental wood. He planted for fruit. Now he said, crack the thing down, there don't be no fruit. Just in the fire. The guy planted, why come into the ground? He planted for fruit. He's come expecting something from that life. Tonight he's come expecting prayer in our life. He expresses supplication. He expresses praise. The fruits of our lips giving praise and thanks unto him. Is that right? He's expecting worship. He's expecting obedience out of that life. He's expecting that tonight. Daniel, a man of prayer. What a man. What a man. He was said, you are greatly beloved in heaven. Did you know there's nothing written against Daniel in the Bible? Nothing written against Daniel in the Bible. Old Testament. Nothing. Joseph, listen to me like this. Nothing written against Daniel. Think of it. And even the angels said, God, greatly beloved in heaven. What a prince. What a prince. Maybe like that prince. Maybe them in time Daniels. Maybe them in time Daniels. I'm thinking long to get to that evening oblation. That's what I really was doing. That evening oblation. But you see, I'm trying not to preach to you. I'm trying to fellowship with you in places. I want this life stand up. To see you, the entire Daniel. See yourself. See the fellowship. See your prayer. Watch the substance in your prayer as your prayer goes before God. When you pray, you can pray, Lord, our Father's walk. In such a realm that you are simply stand among them. Why you can pray so? Because you are coming back to that same walk and that same union. And the church coming back to that same sinful church. Because Alpha must become Omega.
Amen.
You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's why Malachi 4 can turn your hand back here.
Amen.
To bring you back there in that kind of condition.
Amen.
Perfect love. All things in common. Perfect faith. Okay. By faith in that name, chosen vessels bear his name. They knew that the Holy Ghost. They complain. They're willing to live their life, don't they? They suffer persecution. They worship God. Thanking God. They're able to bear some reproach and persecution. They didn't get criticized. And they didn't stop witnessing. And they didn't draw back. And they find this life too hard. And they didn't complain. No. Because here I see the works I do shall do also. And they went forth doing those things. By the grace of God. And that's why this year, you see him praying about his fathers. And he prayed for the kind of world and the economy fathers live and walk in. And you see where we went away. Can't we see where the church went away? When Eve was deceived. When second Eve was deceived. And she drifted away. And what she ended up in? Babylon. Babylon. She ended up in Babylon. When Eve in the garden, the serpent made that move. Antichrist spirit. Where did she end up? In false union with the serpent. Nice one, Pergamos. Wrong husband. Is that right? But it break down your walls, enter your temple, defiles your temple. Is that right? Now she was born into another image, the image of the beast. Instead of the image of her husband, an image of God. Who is an image of God? She bound the image of the beast. Exactly the same thing. How? Deception. The world, the church. Can we see? Look at Daniel here. He is seeing the same thing. They had went in the fourth religion. God said he wanted. I'll carry the city of false religion. You want that Satan start in Babylon. You want, because they went a foreign after the gods. The gods said, is that you want? Now don't take it sparingly and cheat on me and cheat on me and cheat on me. You want that? You want to live with a man? He carry you and your clothes and everything and carry the house. He said, here, take shame. And he locked the door and he sealed up in that house with that man. When are you ready for? When are you ready for your come back out? All that generation down, I'll come for the children. Don't be joking about it. No. God is not God in the Bible. You watch this man in the Bible. God is a man, you know. He suffered hurt. And he deal with a woman who cheated him. He's a bitter water. The tie is to rot. Is that right? In the last days, what are you doing in this church here? He said, I want you to know the pleasure. You have pleasure with Baptists. You have pleasure with Methodists. Pray with Jehovah Witness. Pleasure is a man like this. You bring all these children. And you come saying, Jesus, I love you so. And I want you to know. He said, come, I want you to know something too. I'm a getter for you. Fountain of the earth, beast in the field for you. You're going to rock your foot. I'll stone you with hailstone. Is that right? You'll stone the entire adulterous church. You'll feed them with the fountain. You'll burn them with fire. There's a burn the adulterous with fire in the Bible. Is that right? Stone them with stones. The ties are rock. All these same judgments come in the church in the last day. According to Revelation 19. Revelation 6. Under the vials. Revelation 16. That's the vials. That's the other. But God said, my wife, I want you, no matter how much them thousand men come at you, I want you to say, I am married. I refuse to look at you. I don't want what you have. I don't want no certificate, no Bible school certificate. I don't want no denomination. I don't want no convention. I don't want all these things. I want Jesus and Jesus alone. I want the word, the word alone. My womb is from the husband's seed. And he's unveiled to me, and I knew him. I know the name on his tie. And you had our name. And my womb is going to bring is to perpetuate my husband's name. My womb, Senior. That's what he wants. He shall have no fear spoil in this woman. She's virgin to the word. But Daniel realized what Israel had done and why they ended up there. So he now is identification at within. To be a Christian, you have to be identified all the shame and all the glory. Is that right? So he showed, he identified himself. You know why? Because the sacrifice was for all Israel. And in that sacrifice had all what Israel needed. Because that sacrifice was given so that God of Israel could dwell among Israel. And Daniel knew, if at one time God dwell among us, when he set up this, and we watch that pillar of fire, we fathers follow up by day by night, Joshua and stop the sun, all them things. He says, that could come back. Because in the only life, I see a shot the mouth of a lion. I see a woman mystery. I see that God, Jeremiah here, but see that same God doing something for me. I say that same God still there. But I realize why they're here. It is a small portion of Moses of the Red Sea. Moses speak fly. Moses do all this. But more than I get in here, he said, no, that God of Israel still there. And he's looking back in the world. He's looking back in the world. I'm sure you see something in your life tonight. That you know, something keeps holding you. Something is keeping you. Something is protecting you. Something is guiding you. Something is providing for you. Something is revealing its truth to you. Something in your courage and strength to keep going on. When other people get discouraged and falling apart. When the world full of problems. Something giving you peace in the midst of the storm. Something having so anchored to the rock. Amen. I'm sure by now, if you become sensitive to that, and you start to watch that and observe in your life, you start to realize that's the hand of God in your life. That's the hand of God in your life. That's the God who cares for you, guiding you, leading you. The tender hand of Jehovah leading you. You're coming through the water, but it can't drown you. You're coming through the fire, but it can't burn you. Amen. And God is coming, you dash like it's a stone. The angel of the Lord is coming about you and they bear you up. Amen. I say, oh my God, I tell you, help me, Lord Jesus. Oh my, you get sensitive when you walk with him. He's praying. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. He's praying. He's praying. He's praying. And verse 40 says, therefore had the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works, which is great, for we have obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt, he is living in the time of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, but he is praying, looking back at the history of the people when they were brought out of Egypt by God. Because he knew God had one plan for them people, not two and three. And God won't change his mind about his word. And he called them out of Egypt to bring them into Canaan so they could reflect God to the world. They could be the head of the nations. God call us from the denomination and bring us into the promised world that the bride could be the light of the world. The city on a hill that can be hidden. A royal priesthood. This is to be the economy of God. This is why God sent a prophet. This is why God sent him down. This is why God to come to her, my people. This is why he didn't stay up and separated us. We cannot lose sight of the human. They came to Canaan and forgot what he was called to Egypt for. We come into this message, we can't forget why he called us out. Be a super race, a super church in the last days. A church like it was back in the beginning for restoration. That's why the anointing of Elijah was sent. That's why he said that Jeremiah anointing or Jehoshaphat anointing or something. He sent the anointing of Elijah to repair the altar at the Sacrifice. To bring the heart of the children back to the faith of the fathers. That what was lost can come back to us. That we can live in this economy again. That's why, friends. That's why. And with a tender heart. Wouldn't you like to, can you, by reading that, visualize him in his prayer closet? And instead of reading his words in the Bible, you can hear him uttering that those words. And that wasn't a prayer he make up. Or a prayer he got from a prayer book. That was a prayer that was coming from the heart of a man who knew his position, who had fellowship with his God, who had this God reveal secrets to him, whose life was so affected by this God that he lived for this God. There was a man who had come into contact, which had seen to the unseen world and understood that there's an unseen world here. We live in two worlds. Because he had angels coming to him. He was seeing visions of things. This is a man who's walking and understanding the day he was living in. And he saw prophecy being fulfilled round about him. He saw kingdoms and nations and the place in prophecy and how they were fulfilling the word of God. And you know, even them, the people of God in that kingdom, though it's the most powerful kingdom in the world, that they had to release them because God would say they're going out. And God was able to rule in the affairs of man and make a way for them to go back out. Because he knew that's the power of the God. Because he saw God use them very kings to acknowledge that his God was God. And he knew I come down here a little slave boy. And I was the first president in this kingdom. And I see what God raised up me. And I see the king. And I see the queen. And I see the senators. They come to me for the wisdom. And I was able to tell them and direct them. And the king saw an excellent spirit in me. And he put me there. Because God let my light shine before men. And they saw my good works and they glorified my Father in heaven. I was the salt of the earth. And I walked in the midst of Babylon and I had such wisdom. I didn't have to compromise. And then I even had my religious persecutors who get jealous of me because God raised me up so high and blessed me so much and gave me such counsel and such wisdom that they say, why should this foreigner, why should this Johnny come lately come and have authority over all of us? They didn't like that. They tried to find out how to persecute. And the thing they tried to persecute him about was his prayer. Satan had hated his prayer. And that was the thing that they found there. They couldn't find nothing. So they tried to hatch up a law to persecute him. But his prayer wasn't just a fall. He opened the window. After he knew the thing wasn't righted. And after he knew the executive powers was evoked. It didn't quiet him and silence him. The window was still open. And don't have no Jerusalem. His faith was seeing that temple standing there. Because he knew that temple was not a man-made structure that come from a pattern from heaven. He knew that tabernacle, the prophet was up in the cloud in the mountain, that heaven could be represented on earth. He knew what the institutions of God by which they live and govern their life. He knew them was not man-made things. Friend, do you believe that Brother Branham bring a man? Is John baptism from man of God? Is this message from man of God? Did you come to Bible school, angel from heaven bring it? That sword that comes in his hand, was the rusty sword he found in the canyon? Or that was the sword that they kept in the Lord's host? That woman that came down and teared among their path, was that the same woman that talked to Job? Amen. That spoken word that came from his mouth, was that the same that spoken word came from Joshua when he stopped the sun? When we see what governs us, we can come and say, Father, you are the God that said Paul. And after he died, he said, grievous woe is going to come. And the church get infiltrated, and men are so titles of Father, and Holy Ghost. They can't come to the palm, they can't come to look at the eat Lord. And then we have all kind of denominational ideas and these things. But you promised Elijah was going to come. And Lord, we see when he came. And we see you show your appearance. And we see you repair the altar. And we see your original word come back. And we see your vindication upon it. And Lord, you took him and we are still here. Jackie did. And Lord, you took Jeremiah, but we have his writings here, Lord. And Lord, you be gracious to go down into the writing of the prophet, even to show us how we're going out. And Lord, we recognize that certain part left back for us. And our prayer, we see what his prayer was. We see the thing about him, his character, his prayer life, his revelation, his spiritual discernment. These were the hard. Lord, let me be an entire Daniel. Because I'm elect, I have to be like entire Daniel. And Lord, I see how you represent you. And you stood before Nebuchadnezzar and said, humble yourself, sir. He ain't born down. He said, sir, if I was you. And because you know, when I told that dream, I was very careful to tell you that this was no wisdom of mine. But there's a God in here who blessed me. And you know I can't interpret no dream. Because so many people can ask me to interpret a dream after that, and I scared, and no interpretation ever come. But just as you were telling me a dream, sir, I saw it over again. And sir, this is you. You is that tree. And you'll be sick for 7 years. You live in that tree. Because but if you humble yourself, God, quick repentance could stay in the wrath of God. But God will bring a man to judge without warning. Sir, if I was your God. When you come to Belshazzar, the queen bring him out. Old man now. You know young boy again, but you're watching this young, cocky, playboy president. The party for all the social ladies and the drinking. They get so wild, they start drinking the cup from the house of God. And Daniel come in, and from time he see that cup. You know, you only have one cup, had a kind of design. He even seen the star David on that cup. You come in here, you watch them things. Inside, there. You rebuke him because he's about to die now. He said, your heart hard. Because he knew he was done buckling already. Let me see the writing. He was so shook up. So God prepared for Daniel to talk to him. So Daniel had to come and give him all that sort of respect now. Because he done shaking. But I would say, he bowed out the joint. He trembled, the man horrified. Because he knows something he do. The battery shook him up. He says, you screw up your father, grandfather, and you listen. Say, you await the balances. He said, your kingdom is gone from you. That same night, think of it, folks. Then here he is. Still for you. Prayer is a powerful thing. Purpose for prayer. Objective in prayer. Reason for prayer. Access in prayer. Fellowship with God in prayer and communion. Inquiring of God for answer to things that we need to know. Because we don't just want to make decisions vups. We start to realize now the hour we are in, we can't live anyhow. We want to live careful. We want to live conscious. We want to live pleasing unto God. We want His leadership. We want His direction. We want His influence in our lives. And we come to talk to Him. Something has conditioned our heart. Because we are believing this God. Daniel said, I see me shut light and mouth from around me. I see my brothers and them walk in the fire and couldn't burn them. I see God open mysteries so we can understand. I see God make me speak things that come to pass right here. The king and them. Exactly when I bring that revelation and interpretation of it. So you know this God. He had experience like David and the lion and the bear. He can go back in his and draw from his. What do you think God revealed to you? What do you think God confirmed to you? That same God in this mystery Babylon, coming in this mystery Babylon, and dealing with you in mystery Babylon. Getting ready to take you out of here back to heavenly Jerusalem. What about you tonight? In the end time. You ready to pray for a few minutes? Your heart is tender. You see this God I'm talking about? I'm going to close it here. I'll pick it up again next. Permit the Lord for you. But he's so good tonight. I just feel him all over this place now. It's a good thing to pray for this. And I trust that in your heart and mind, while you've been listening to the word, it has sobered you. It has focused you. It brings you to a place you can lay before him honestly. Lord, I believe you will. I want to mix with faith. I want to see prosperity. I am dying, O Lord, and I heard that voice. And it told I lost me. But I long to rise tonight in the arms of faith and be close to God. Draw me nearer. Nearer, blessed Lord. To the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer. Nearer, blessed Lord. To that precious breathing side. It was at the time of the evening sacrifice. It was at the time of the evening sacrifice. And he was in prayer. He waited until it was evening time. He waited until the sacrifice was offered. And he was in prayer. And Gabriel, the angel who has come, he came right down at the time of the evening sacrifice. Zechariah offered up at the time of the evening sacrifice came. Cornelius prayed at the time of the evening sacrifice. He came. Ezra waited and then went down and started praying at the time of the evening sacrifice. They had a morning sacrifice and they had an evening sacrifice. They had a morning incense, they had an evening incense. What time are we living in? Evening time. Has the full word come back, the true sacrifice? Then the evening incense must go together. Prayer has value. We have an access now. The lamps are trimmed. You clean up the lampshade in your life. You can reflect the word. You get before God. And what comes off your altar is sweet. It has a fragrance. And you sense the God. And God smells it. There's a praise. There's a thanksgiving. There's a supplication all mixed together. And it's sweet before him. And he comes down. And Gabriel comes to you. May Gabriel touch you as he touched Daniel. The Bible said he flew swiftly. It must all be done at evening time while his sacrifice is being offered. You get that? He can't come after evening time. God wants to move swiftly. Swiftly. Isaiah, one glimpse. And that was it. Voice me. Quickly. And the flew. Got the coal of the fire. And cleansed me. Say, who'll go first? Hear my Lord. Quickly. You repent quickly. You confess quickly. God move quickly. Cleanse him quickly. Commission him quickly. You get filled quickly. Quick short message. Let's give our hands to the Lord. In sacrifice, the sign is surrender. I am thine, O Lord.
us tonight, Jesus? Would you draw us near? Draw me near. Draw me near.
Oh, I want to walk closer to you, Lord.
Nevertheless, said Lord, to the cross. When thou hast died.
We see how we got in the battle, and we see how you're going to take us out.
The battle out of us, too.
That stone smite the image of our earth. And the stone growing and fruit in us. Make him the king of all the kingdoms of our heart.
Through that precious bleeding,
consecrate me now to be all into you.
Consecrate.
This is the hour of consecration. I must yet change in me. By the power of grace divine. Let my soul look at me. All the steadfast hope to me. And most of all, Lord, most of all, and my will be lost and die. Not my will, but thou will be done. Let me mind me in this to do your will. Let's draw me in. Jacob met the Lord that night. He wrestled all night until daybreak, and the place became so dark. He was getting ready to cross back over. He wasn't going back in that land that he ran from as Jacob. He was going back into that land as Israel. He was going back in that land as a prince. He ran from that land as a deceiver. going back as a prince. He was going back to take his rightful place. Well, the Bible said the place was called Peniel. He called it that because he said, I've seen God face to face. He said, I will not let you go except you bless me. He wrestled with that angel. The Bible says, until the morning light, he won a princely title to gird him for the right. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation in billows of heaven on your own. These were men that knew what it was to wrestle with God in prayer, to break through, to come into a place where they had a victory. You see, because thou hast prevailed and has overcome, your name is no longer Jacob. That's what brings a new name for you when you want a victory. You have to overcome to get a new name. That's why some people are still in the old name. Still in the old nature. You have not yet overcome. But as you fight and you wrestle, you get a hold of God. Man can prevail with God first. Thou being a man has prevailed with God. So your name is no longer Jacob. God gave him the secret. He said, what is your name? What is your name? He's asking God, Lord, tell me your name. He said, what is your name? The way to come to know God's name is to first know your name. Know your name from your first birth. See what you are in your first birth. See what you are coming to this world where you came from. Then see through his death, burial and resurrection, what he can make you. Abraham lived in that name of Abraham. But he could still be influenced by his wife. He could still go get it from the word of God. He could still be in a man-made program. He could still bring forth a legitimate child. But then God came and changed that name. Then he could come into the promise. He could receive the mystery. He could come into a change. He could become God's representative. Think what a great thing it was. Jacob come by that first birth with what he was. He was still a Jacob. And when he became that Israel, he didn't have to run no more. He didn't have to try to cheat no more. He didn't have to trust and rely upon his flesh no more. He could fight his battles differently. He had to put his wife and his children to sacrifice them so he could escape and use all his powers of deception. Now he can rely upon God and receive part of God's name. Israel. Prince with power before God. El. He had the L inside of him. God dropped inside of him. Abraham had H come inside of him. God, part of God's own name. Elijah. He had child. He had part of God's name inside of him. When the Holy Spirit comes in, it makes a difference. Let's sing a little song. I want that kind of blessing. That's a blessing that he promised the church in this hour. That's a blessing Daniel and they have. Daniel. He had El inside of him. Dan is judge. El is God. God is judge. Oh, that's what you want tonight. You want that Holy Ghost to come in. See, there's an excellent spirit in this man. That spirit could shut the mouth of lions. That spirit could open the mystery of the truths. That spirit could stand the presence of Gabriel. That spirit put him in connection with the unseen world. That's the blessing, friends. When Jacob received that blessing, he knew that wasn't just a man, that was God. He got a word. He said, you can bless me. Now I'm letting you go. He came in contact with the supernatural. It was no longer that was the voice that spoke to him at Bethel and said, I am the God of Bethel. And the same God take them back in the land of your fathers. That is the same God who is sending them back into the kingdom. But it's a preaching for me, for God. Saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full, the halfway salvation, that full salvation of heaven. Most of the course, I want. I want. something that might have afflicted you, might be an affliction. That's what these are here for. That God, in the midst of a praying church, at the time of the evening sacrifice, when prayer has value before God, when we can ask, believing, expecting to receive, in prayer meeting, when the saints begin to pray, then the Lord will have his way, and the glory of the Lord is coming. You're all believers here tonight. You're afflicted. Call the elders, let them pray. Amen. Praise is wonderful. Hallelujah. Touching Jesus. Let's sing that. It's all that matters. And your life will never be the same. There's only one way to touch him. Just believe and call his name. And you who have standing in line here, I want you to believe. You are believers. We have no strangers here. We are believers in the assembly. And as we pray, being anointed right now according to St. James chapter 5, verse 14. And the God of the Bible keep his word. These are apostolic times. God will meet your need this evening. Believe that you have received what you asked for, and you shall have it. He that cometh unto God must first believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you call on his name one more time, and now let's unite our faith here in front of you now. Bible says you commit sins, confess them. God will forgive you for them. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. That's so nice to see a church united with faith. This glorifies God, friends, when we can pray one for the other with love in our hearts. This is what pleases the Holy Spirit. When we can unite in prayer and believe. The Bible says we shall lay our hands on the sick and they shall recover. Let's believe now. Let's believe. When we call, demons tremble in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have to be. As I pray this prayer of faith, you just stay right there, and then we just lay hands on you right down through the lines here, the brothers in the back. Minister brothers in the back here, myself in front here, we're just going to lay hands on you afterwards. And you give God praise and thanks. Because there is no power in no man to heal, it's a finished work. But if two shall agree as a perfection, it shall be done. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, they are my enemies. What you bind is bound in heaven, what you loose on earth is loose in heaven. You believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall never be ashamed. Almighty God, these the sheep of your pasture, part of your little flock that you place here, dear God. Tonight, dear God, some is suffering pain and affliction. But here we are gathered in your presence, making prayer and supplication. Here we are, dear God, in your presence, worshiping you tonight. And Lord, we have the opportunity to see every one of these delivered before they leave this building tonight. And we are so thankful for that, Father, that you have put faith in their hearts to come near, to draw near in a true heart and full assurance of faith, believing that you are faithful who promise. They have been anointed with oil according to your word. The Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up, and they shall be healed. And now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, together with my ministry and brothers, Lord God, I rebuke these devils that have held them in affliction, oh God, that are trying to rub them from their heart, that have taken their peace away from them, and bring discomfort to their lives. But tonight we take authority over every devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. We stand upon the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you have been defeated, Satan? You are only a bluff tonight. And we rebuke you. Take your filthy hands over these children of God. And Father, now we lay our hands according to your commission in Mark 16. You said they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. And we lay our hands upon them. May you heal them and make them whole for the glory of God. May whatever sickness and affliction that in the body and the spirit, what oppression in the spirit, leave them, oh God, that they go home rejoicing, victorious, knowing you have blessed them in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless my sister. God bless you. God bless my sister. God bless you. God bless my sister. God bless you. Lily, God bless my sister. God bless you. God bless my brother. God bless my sister. My precious brother, God bless him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My precious brother, God bless him in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless my little sister in the name of Jesus Christ. May God fill you with his Holy Spirit and change your life. Deliver you from whatever condition you hold in your heart before God tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. God bless you, my precious brother, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Can we all have to give prayers and thanks? Amen. Father, we thank you. We believe and we have received. And we glorify you with thanksgiving and prayers tonight. May the Holy Spirit of God drop the assurance in every heart. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus. Victory ahead. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise, we give you thanks tonight, God. We give you honor and glory, Father. Lord, we know it's your grace, Lord God, that have us here tonight, Father. We know it's your mercy, Lord Father. Lord God, little nobodies like us, Lord. Oh God, on our way to hell, Lord. Lord God, but you found us on our way, Lord. Lord, you stopped us on our track, Lord. Oh God, the light of that glorious gospel shined upon us, Father. Oh God, that seed that was inside of us responded,
Lord.
Oh God, and through the years, Lord God, you've been calling us, Lord God, higher, Lord, taking us higher, Father.
Yes.
Oh God, keeping us close to your side, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, Lord, you're taking away, oh God, everything that keeping us away from you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh God, you're making sure, Lord, there's nothing between our soul and you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh God, you're taking us for a flight, Lord God.
Thank
you're getting us ready, Lord God, to leave this sinful world, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, because we didn't come from here, Lord. Oh God, we're just passing through here, Lord, Father. Oh God, we thank you, Father God. Lord God, seeing Lord like Daniel, Lord. He knew he didn't come from Babylon, Lord. He knew he came from another land, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, and you were just preparing him, Lord.
Yes.
Lord God, that prayer that came out of him, Lord, was just,
hallelujah,
Lord God, you put in that desire in his heart to get ready to leave, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh God, and we want to be like that, Lord, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we want to feel, oh God, that theophany, Lord God, just speaking to us, Lord. That's calling us, oh God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that time is drawing near, Father. Oh God, we thank you for it tonight, Lord.
Thank you
for the refreshing of the Holy Spirit, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, as your servant spoke those words, Lord, we felt, Lord God, your Holy Spirit falling, Lord.
Yeah.
That rain that's falling upon us, healing us, Lord.
Yeah.
Washing us, oh God. All the cares of the day, Lord God, they have disappeared, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, they just brought us up in your presence tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Also appreciate, Lord God, the grace of God tonight, Father.
Thank
you. Oh God, we know the sick will go away well tonight,
hallelujah,
Lord. Oh God, the depressed, we are already delivered, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, may all who came for prayer tonight, may they go away knowing, Lord, that prayer has been met, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh God, because we are, Lord God, Spirit sons and Spirit daughters of the living God, Lord. We come, Lord God, thanking you for the grace that you've given us tonight, Father. Oh God, how we want to walk close, Lord. How we want to stay in that word, Lord. How we want to be like Daniel, Lord God, meditating day and night, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we thank you, Father. Thank you for your servant, Lord. Oh God, thank you for one that you have sent, Lord. Lord God, one that dared to believe all that the prophet said, Lord. Oh God, we want to give you praise and thanks to him tonight, Father. We give you praise, Lord God, even the Lord. As you will come again on Sunday, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, as you will speak to us one more time, Father.
Oh,
oh God, we know, Lord God, that, Lord, it's a path that you are leading us in, Father.
Yes.
Lord, it's a way that we have never come before, Lord.
Yes.
Oh Lord, but you, oh God, be our guide tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Lead us, Lord God, from strength,
hallelujah,
to strength, Lord. From faith to faith, Lord. From victory to victory, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, because it's a victorious walk, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, this is not for failures, Lord. Lord God, this is for victors tonight.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, Lord God, for that kind of grace, Lord.
Thank
Lord God, to give us this kind of ministry, Father.
Amen.
Lord God, overcome us, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we give you praise, we give you thanks. Lord God, as you prepare us, Lord God, to take us for a flight, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord. We give you honor, we give you glory,
thank
Lord
you, Lord.
Lord God, as you leave tonight, Lord. But not leaving your presence, Lord. May you stay close to us, Lord.
Yes.
May you keep us safe, Lord. Keep us, Lord, but under your influence, Lord. Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory, Lord.
Thank
we come, we say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We lift our hands and we say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy for the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
For the glory and the honor, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you ask all these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Thank you,
Father. Amen. Turn over with your brother and sister. God bless them. For you personally, I pray for you, amen. Pray one for the other. Love one another. He'll never let go of my hand. Oh, I'm so happy to know that. Thank you.
prayed. And we should pray for the sinners while they come in your cars, while they're driving, just come in the Spirit. Who knows what you do for us? Who knows who will be in office? Yeah. What a consolation tonight. It's with God who loves first. Sin again, and he'll never let go. And he'll never. Oh, you show your prosper, amen.
never let go tonight. Amen. Amen. Ever since tonight, I should worship you all. Something keeps holding me every day I see. He's helping me faithful to overcome my fear. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see. He's helping me faithful. He's helping me faithful.